Welcome to this week's Prepare for College podcast. Now, before we begin, those of you that want to learn how to pay for college can visit our website, www.prepareforcollege.com. That's prepare4college.com. Now, this week we have two of our senior advisors, Sarah and Bill, talking about why many college graduates today are underemployed and what students can do to avoid this problem. Before I turn the presentation over to Sarah and Bill, I want to tell you that in a survey conducted by the United States Statistics Research Department found 40.3% of the 2023 college graduates were underemployed. Also, you need to know what we mean by being underemployed. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York defines underemployment as working in a job that typically does not require a bachelor's degree. Now, with that said, here's Sarah and Bill.
Thanks, Chuck. All right, so, you know, you're thinking about it right. Landing that awesome job after college. You put in the work, the effort, and maybe even some serious cash for that degree. But is that degree really enough to guarantee you a job in your field?
That's the question, isn't it?
Well, today we're going to dive deep into a fascinating study called College Graduate Underemployment, Skills Knowledge and Employer Expectations to uncover the surprising truth about underemployment.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and get this, over 40% of recent grads are underemployed.
Wow, 40%?
Yeah. That's a pretty staggering statistic from the Statista Research Department. So let's unpack what employers really want and how you can bridge the gap between your college education and a fulfilling career.
Yeah, you know, there's this common idea that college is all about developing critical thinking, communication skills, and the ability to work with others.
Yeah.
And those are definitely important, no doubt. But what's really interesting is that this research points to a disconnect. What colleges emphasize and what employers are actually looking for don't always match up.
So we're talking about a skills mismatch. I've heard that term thrown around, but what does it actually mean in practice?
Okay, so let's say you're a whiz at music theory. You could probably ace any exam, but can you actually play an instrument?
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, that's what employers are looking for, applied skills. It's the difference between knowing the theory and being able to put it into action. Employers want to see that you can take what you've learned and actually use it to solve real-world problems.
Okay, so it's not just about having the knowledge, it's about knowing how to use it. But hold on a second. Are you suggesting that my college major, the thing I've spent years studying, might not be the golden ticket I thought it was?
Well, the research from the Gallup-Lumina Foundation is pretty eye-opening. When employers were asked to rank what they value most in new hires, amount of knowledge in the field and applied skills were way up there. In fact, they rank those skills as far more important than your actual major or even the school you attend.
Wow, that's a real game changer. Almost feels like the rules of the game have changed since we were in college. So how do we help our listeners adapt to this new reality? What can they do to bridge this gap between academic knowledge and the skills employers are craving?
That's where internships, hands-on projects, and any real-world experience you can get become absolutely vital. They're like a flashing neon sign to employers, showing them that you're not just a bookworm, you're someone who can walk the walk.
So it's about more than just padding the resume with impressive-sounding titles. It's about demonstrating those applied skills that employers are hungry for. What kind of experiences would really make our listeners stand out? Let's say, for example, they're interested in a career in software development. What would catch an employer's eye in that field?
If you're into software development, contributing to open source projects is a fantastic way to showcase your skills. Imagine building a personal portfolio of apps, or even participating in hackathons where you get to solve real-world coding challenges. These activities show a genuine passion for coding and the ability to work on real projects.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like showing, not just telling. But what about someone who's interested in a different field, let's say marketing? How can they demonstrate those applied skills?
For aspiring marketers, creating content for a blog, even if it's just your own, can be incredibly valuable. Imagine running social media campaigns for a student organization, or maybe even landing a marketing internship, even if it's unpaid. These experiences signal to employers that you understand the principles of marketing and can put them into practice.
So it sounds like, you know, preparing for your career isn't something you should put off until the last minute. It's about starting early and building those skills while you're still in college.
Exactly. You know, don't wait until your senior year to start thinking about internships or real-world projects. The earlier you start exploring and experimenting, the better prepared you'll be when it's time to launch your career.
And it doesn't have to be a formal internship, right? I mean, there are so many other ways to gain experience.
Absolutely. Think about taking on a challenging project, maybe volunteering for a cause you care about, or even shadowing someone who's already working in your field of interest.
That's a great point. The research also mentions networking as a crucial skill. But let's be honest, networking can feel a little intimidating, especially for those who are just starting out. What advice would you give to our listener who might be feeling a little nervous about putting themselves out there?
You know, networking doesn't have to be this scary suit and tie affair. Think of it as simply connecting with people who share your interests.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It could be as simple as attending industry events, reaching out to professionals on LinkedIn, or even just striking up a conversation with professors and guest speakers who come to your campus.
I love that. It's about being genuinely curious and interested in learning from others. And you never know, those connections could open doors to amazing opportunities down the road.
Speaking of opportunities, how does all of this tie back to choosing a major? If employers aren't putting as much emphasis on the specific major, does it even matter what we study? That's a question a lot of students struggle with. While your major might not be the only factor determining your career success, it's still important to choose a field that genuinely excites you.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to be spending a lot of time learning and working in this field, so it needs to be something you're passionate about. That passion will shine through in your work, and it will make the entire journey much more enjoyable.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot where your interests intersect with marketable skills. And remember, you can always enhance your major with minors electives or even online courses to broaden your skill set and make yourself even more marketable.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and explore different fields. College is a time for discovery. So try new things, experiment, and see where your curiosity leads you. Now, while we've talked about the importance of applied skills and networking, there's another aspect that the research highlights: problem-solving abilities. It's not just about having the technical skills, it's about being able to think critically and creatively to tackle those unexpected challenges that inevitably pop up in any job.
That makes a lot of sense. In the real world, things rarely go according to plan. Employers want to see that you can think on your feet and come up with solutions when faced with obstacles. So how can our listeners showcase those problem-solving skills? It's not like they can just list problem solver on their resume.
That's where storytelling comes in. Think about projects where you had to overcome obstacles or come up with innovative solutions. Even talking about a time you faced a challenge in your personal life and how you approached it can be really insightful for employers. It's about demonstrating that you can analyze a situation, identify potential solutions, and make sound decisions even when you're under pressure.
I love that. It's not just about what you've done, it's about how you've learned and grown from those experiences, and it's about framing those experiences in a way that resonates with what employers are looking for.
Exactly. And remember, a good story can make you memorable. When you're interviewing or networking, sharing a compelling story about a time you solved a problem can make you stand out from the crowd.
It makes you more relatable and human. So far, we've covered technical skills, applied skills, those essential soft skills like problem solving and communication, and of course, the power of networking. Is there anything else we're missing? Any other nuggets of wisdom from the research that we should share with our listener?
There's one final piece of the puzzle that's often overlooked: your personal brand. Think about what makes you unique, what values drive you, and what you're truly passionate about.
That's a great point. In the midst of all this talk about skills and experience, it's easy to forget about the importance of showcasing our individuality. We can get so caught up in checking off boxes and meeting requirements that we forget to let our personality shine through.
You hit the nail on the head. Employers aren't just looking for robots who can execute tasks. They're looking for well-rounded individuals who bring something special to the table. So don't be afraid to let your personality shine through in your resume, your cover letter, your interviews, and even your online presence.
It's about being authentic and letting your true self shine through. What we're hearing is that your personal brand can be a powerful differentiator, setting you apart from the competition and making you memorable long after the interview is over.
Exactly. It's about showcasing what makes you you and why that's valuable to potential employers.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. From the skills mismatch to the importance of applied skills and networking, to showcasing your problem-solving abilities and crafting a compelling personal brand, there's a lot for our listener to take in.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey exploring all these different, you know, aspects of landing your dream job. But don't feel overwhelmed. You know, it's not about doing everything perfectly right out of the gate. It's about taking small steps and gradually building those skills and experiences.
Right, you got it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Focus on, you know, maybe one or two areas where you can make improvements and then build from there. Yeah, I like that. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a successful career. And remember, you don't have to go it alone. There are so many resources available to help you along the way. Career counselors, mentors, professors, even your fellow students. They can all offer, you know, valuable support and guidance. Don't hesitate to reach out and ask for help.
Absolutely. Building a network of support is so important, both personal and professionally. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question to ponder.
All right, hit us with it. Let's get those brain gears turning.
Okay, so think about that dream job you have in mind, the one that really gets you excited. Now, imagine you're looking at the job description. What are the unwritten skills and qualities, the things not explicitly listed there, that would make you truly excel in that role?
That's such a great question. It's like thinking beyond the bullet points. So often we get so caught up in, you know, meeting the basic requirements that we forget about those extra things, those hidden gems that can really make a shine.
Exactly.
Maybe it's mastery of a specific software program, a unique leadership style, a knack for thinking outside the box, or even a deep understanding of a particular industry niche. These are the things that can set you apart from other candidates who might look good on paper but lack that special something.
So it's about going beyond the job description and really digging deep to understand the essence of that role, the heart of what it takes to not just do the job, but to truly thrive in it. And then it's about proactively developing those skills and qualities so that when the opportunity arises, you're not just prepared, you're exceptional.
You got it. By identifying those hidden skills and investing in your own growth, yeah, you can position yourself as a truly valuable asset to any employer.
Well, we've busted some myths about what really matters to employers and uncovered some hidden gems along the way. Remember, applied skills and experience reign supreme, but don't forget about the importance of networking, developing those problem-solving muscles, and crafting a personal brand that truly reflects who you are. It's all about taking those insights and turning them into action. Start small, experiment. Don't be afraid to fail. And most importantly, enjoy the journey.
You've got this. Go out there, make those connections, gain that experience, and let your personality shine through. The world is waiting for your unique talents and contributions.
Thanks, Sarah and Bill. That was great information. Now, we've written an ebook on this topic of being underemployed. Those of you that would like a free copy, you can send me an email at tuition2@bellsouth.net. That's tuition, the number two, @bellsouth.net. Also, if you want more information on college cost issues, please check out our website at prepareforcollege.com. That's prepare4college.com. Don't forget to tune in next week for a new podcast. I wish everyone success in their college journey.